Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Kuby's Game Processing in Dallas, where I get all my game processed, and Kuby Sausage House, Air Force Air Guns, and the Minnow Bucket on Lake Fort. Well, folks, you know, dove season is just around the corner, well, about a month away now. And I think we need to devote a segment talking about dove hunts. We all say, yeah, it's good up here in East Texas. I'm going to tell you one thing. East Texas hunting can be good or it can be zero. But I tell you, up around the Wichita Falls area, Henrietta, up in that part of the world, it's consistently, usually good. Now, you can't predict them this far out. But our next guest is Mr. Luke Schaffner. Now, Luke, his father and all of them, they own a bunch of land up there around Henrietta. Awesome dove hunting country, awesome hog hunts up there. Lone Star Hunts is the name of the deal. We're going to visit with Luke and primarily right now talk about dove hunting. Luke, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Well, good. How are you today, Luke?
Couldn't be better. I'm doing fine. But, you know, it's I think it's time to start. We'll let all of our listeners know of a good place to go dove hunting, to plan their dove hunt. I have been a little bit neglected on, not covering it too much here lately, but folks, get your pencil out. You're going to be looking for a place to go dove hunting. I want you to jot down Luke's number before this is over. We're going to learn all about what it's like to hunt up there, but here is a place to plan a dove hunt for you. Luke, the ranch up there, it's near Henrietta, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. We are 30 miles east of Wichita Falls.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you don't know where Henrietta is, that's where we're at.
Yes, sir. Right, right. Now, you do hog hunts. Got a lot of good hog hunting up there. Now, but right now, I guess we should concentrate on the dove. Say I call you up. Well, Luke, I've got five or six guys. We're looking for a place to go dove hunting. Tell me what you got. That's what people are wanting to hear. So kind of run us through what hunting dove up there with you folks is about, how it unfolds, you know.
So first, I would ask if are you looking to come multiple times? Opening day, opening weekend, or do you have another day? So opening day, we serve a steak lunch with all the fixings. That is just opening day, which is opening day is on a Wednesday this year. So
yeah, yes, sir.
If we have a good coming in the next week or the weekend, we may do another cook.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just going to divide that up a little bit. We charge $125 for opening day, and then about the next 10 to 15 days after that, and then we drop it down to $100 after opening day. We have VIP passes, which are $175 per person, and you get a little better treatment. The field that you'll be hunting will be less crowded, so... we hunt on open wheat fields, either mowed or burned off, wheat that was not harvested.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's plenty of feed on the ground, and we set the bales, hay bales, around the field about 100 yards apart for your protection and for a little bit of cover on oncoming birds so they can't see in. And fly off. So
yeah.
The VIP, we may set the bales 125 yards apart, and there'll be less people in there. Opening day, we have roughly 100 to 150 people. Opening day this year is going to be booked up. We have seen a spectacular amount of birds this early.
Oh,
like
boy.
Like I said, you can't, expect the birds to be just great on opening day because you can't predict it.
You don't know, right? Yep.
So, but as of right now, we have a good number of birds.
That's good, and you know that's the hay bale, the round bale thing. That's a good idea. And I've hunted shot dove like that before. You've got a spot In other words, that's your headquarters, and it, you know, you don't have to wonder where the guy is. He's over to the next hay bale, you know. So obviously don't aim at the next hay bale when on coming doves. But it also gives you some, except during midday, there's a little bit of shade off that hay bale. You know, get up there and under beside it there. It gives you a little cover from the birds, too, other than just like a chicken on a roost sitting out in the middle of a wheat field. They'd see you. So I like that idea. It delineates where you can hunt, and then, you know, there's some safety factors built into it. So that's kind of the way the hunting goes, and I don't think there would probably be a lot of difference. You know, it's a little new to me, the executive deal, and then the $125, I don't know, give you a little more distance maybe between hunters, which could be good. But I would think either one of them, either plan would be, you know, you'd be shooting birds, you know, assuming they don't all leave the day before the season opens, you know?
Yes, there's like a couple past years, you know, cold front come in or rain.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll drive the birds out quicker than anything
I
know of.
I know it. I know it will.
We do also offer a season pass. So if you want to come every day of dove season, it's $300. And you can come as many times as you want. You just need to call us ahead of time, and we'll give you a layout, and we'll give you the bird report.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no birds, I'll tell you, there's not any birds, and mm-hmm. you're going to be wasting your time.
Right, right. Yep, yep. Okay, now that's what a deal there. And then by the layout, you probably got I'm guessing you probably got a little map of the areas, and you know, hunt block one or whatever, right?
Yes sir. It's pretty easy. We've got a main dirt road that runs through our main ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And there is on the I'll draw you up a little map.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be an artist drawing it. It's going to be a hunting guide drawing it. And it'll have field A, field B, field C, field D.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And they're marked on the ground, I'm going to bet.
Yes, by the gate.
By the gate.
We put a sign by the gate that you enter into.
I got it. Very simple. Very simple. Now, let's think about – so. That's you did a good job, Luke, of describing how the dove hunting goes and all that. Now, say someone from East Texas, and East Texas can be spotty hunting. I know you know that. It can have some decent hunts, but more than likely you're not going to have the kind of hunting that you guys have up around Wichita Falls. That's just the truth. But say they want to come up. Lodging, they say they've got a camper, or tell us about how they would spend the night. Say they want to hunt a couple of days or something like that.
So depending on what day it is, opening day, we do not offer any lodging.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because we're just going to have too many people there.
Yeah, yep.
And it just gets I've got a couple guys that have been coming with us for almost 20 years. We've been doing this for 20 years. So the guys that have been with us for a long time, I will cater to them just a little bit more because they've been so loyal.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a cabin, and then I've got what we call our ranch house. And our ranch house sleeps 9. The cabin sleeps 5, and it is comfortable and cozy. 5 people is pushing it in the cabin, but I've got that available after opening day.
Right. Yep. Yep. Makes sense.
And you would just have to call and let us know, and we would say, okay, this day, it's open. That's
yes.
The only day we can do that.
Okay. Now, so, and that answers that question. So they say, well, I've got a camper. Or motels, that's the other two options. What if they do have a camper they want to bring?
So there is We do have a few camper plug-in spots. We don't have sewer hookups. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or water.
Right, right.
We don't just have a whole lot of campers out there.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yep.
Of sewer and water. Now, there are some camper spots in Wichita Falls.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice places.
Yeah.
And then there's Henrietta, which is about 13 miles south of us, is a hotel that a lot of people stay
at. Okay, that answers the question. And then when they call you, Luke, we're going to leave Luke's number here, and you can give him a buzz and talk more about it. But you can give them all that information when they check in with you, can't you? The motel or whatever, how to locate it, right?
Yes, sir. So LoneStarHunts.com is still a working website. It may have some numbers and addresses to hotels. Those names of those hotels maybe have changed.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's simple to track down. We're about out of time, Luke. Let's leave your number, and then I want to get you back and talk hog hunting. People that listen to this, my radio, read my newspaper columns, they know I'm a rabid hog hunter. I just love to hunt them. But you also have some awesome hog hunting up there. We're going to talk about that next time. How do they call you? And folks, grab that pencil, get ready. So what's a good way to number to call you at, Luke?
Okay, Luke Schaffner, that is me, the head guide, is 940-636-1540.
Okay, Luke, folks, that number, I'll give it to you again because I know a lot of you probably going to want to give Luke a call about the dove hunting for sure, but it's 940-636-1540. Luke, next time, let's talk some hog hunting. How about that?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun-related, Kubi's Game Processing in Dallas, Air Force Air Guns, and the 22.5 Mechanical Frog. Check out this awesome topwater bait by going to mechanicallure.com.